Hi, this is Max Brent. You're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. This is part two of our discussion of the Black Hat Conference. You know, one speaker basically said that computer security gives an illusion of control and that it doesn't really exist. Do you agree with this?
I kind of agree with it. And the illusion really is perpetrated by a misunderstanding of security.
Right.
A lot of people think that security means make something perfectly safe, and it doesn't. Security is about managing risk. You don't eliminate risk. So no matter what I do on my computer, I know there's a bad guy out there that can break into it while I'm online.
Yep.
Now, I do things to manage the risk. I use a firewall. I use ESETnod 32 or smart security product. I'm careful about what sites I go to. I use a variety of other security precautions. But I know there is a certain level of risk. And if there's something that would just be devastating if someone else got it, I don't put it on my computer. Or at least they don't put it on my computer while it's on the internet. So, yeah, people that think that they're perfectly safe because they have all these security precautions have deluded themselves.
Right. I mean, is technology enough, or are we going to need to do more?
Oh, no. Technology will never be enough, because the problem that we're fighting isn't technology. It's a social problem. It's crime.
Right.
And crime's been around for thousands of years, and we haven't beaten it yet. So you're never going to completely solve technical problems with technology or social problems with technology. So education is huge. It's really important. And, you know, it's a kind of double-edged sword. The corporations of the world want users to believe that they're perfectly safe online because there's so much money involved in e-commerce. But the fact is, you can't be very safe online if you don't get some security education.
Absolutely. Now, was there an overall outcome of what companies and vendors are going to need to do in the future to combat malware writers? I mean, how are the good guys going to prevail?
Well, the malware writers are actually a small section of the problem. I mean, to give you an idea of the breadth of the topics, we had things like one called When Lawyers Attack, dealing with new rules of electronic discovery. That's not even malware. That's
right.
How the law is able to deal with cyber criminals that may or may not employ malware. One called Bad Sushi, Beating Fishers at Their Own Game, which phishing attacks aren't always dealing with malware. It's dealing
right.
with social engineering. So we're talking 2 days with like 7 different tracks going simultaneously.
Yeah.
So like over 60 different sessions dealing with a variety of topics. So when you say overall, there's a world of security out there, and in some cases there were recommendations. Some of the presentations were actually not so hot or mistitled. And had no recommendations. It was just about somebody who wanted to pick on a company like Microsoft.
Yes.
But there were some recommendations. One that was very interesting to me, there was a presentation on social networking sites, and it was called Satan is on Your Friends List, or Satan is on My Friends List, attacking Social Networks. And one recommendation that the presenters made was open an account on all the major social networking sites. Because if you don't, someone else can open it for you under your name.
Yeah, no, that's a very, very interesting topic. It sounds like maybe we should have a full discussion on that on next week's call. So overall, do you think there was one thing in particular? What would be your most important takeaway from this year's conference?
The most important takeaway really is that you have to stay tuned to what's happening in the world of security. There's a lot going on. You don't have to understand everything, but there are some definite high-level things, like not using Google Gadgets for one, like being aware of the attacks happening on social networking sites and phishing attacks so that you can recognize the major types of attacks. Because if you just take care of the big stuff, you're going to take care of probably 80% of the major threats that you face.
Well, Randy, I definitely appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today, telling us a little bit more about your experience at this year's Black Hat Conference. If you have a question for Randy, please feel free to email us at askeset@eset.com and tune in next week when we discuss the recent attacks on social networking sites.